If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Christmas is becoming too commercialized. Time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. We've had a family Christmas gift-giving rotation plan for years, started by my oldest sister. She sent us a note last year saying that Christmas has become too commercialized, so she's bowing out of the program. I think it's a pretty old news. I mean, it's been that way for a long, long time. Complaints about Christmas becoming too commercialized date back to the mid-1800s, when the holiday began shifting from a simple religious celebration to a major shopping season. As mass-produced goods and department stores emerged, gift-giving moved away from the handmade presents towards more store-bought items, and people started to worry that money, not meaning, was taking center stage. By the 1870s and the 1880s, newspapers and clergy openly criticized what they saw as unnecessary spending and a growing obsession with gifts. One writer of the era remarked, "Worlds of money were wasted on gifts that nobody wants and nobody cares for." As retailers realized how profitable Christmas could be, the holiday became even more tied to sales and marketing. The early 20th century accelerated this trend. Stores like Macy's created elaborate window displays, Santa visits, and holiday advertising campaigns that solidified it as the biggest retail event of the year. Soon, the rise of television and consumer culture pushed the holiday further into a commercial area and cementing concerns that the original meaning of Christmas was being overshadowed. Americans have been lamenting the commercialization of Christmas for two centuries. Every generation seems to believe that the holiday was simpler and more heartfelt in the past. Ironically, that nostalgia is part of a long ongoing tradition, almost as old as commercial Christmas itself. Merry Christmas. No need to get a gift for me. Have any questions? You can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
All right. Thank you, Don. This, of course, is Christmas Eve, and many families will gather for church services, dinner, possibly opening some presents tonight, depending on what family obligations are planned for Christmas Day. My own family, I've got grandkids that are probably going to three different places.
Yep. Me too. Our family as well.
Yeah. Now, for my brothers and me, when we were young, this was the longest night of the year.
Yeah. I remember those days.
I mean, the excitement was just palpable.
Horrendous. Yeah.
Couldn't go to sleep. I am just 3 o'clock in the morning. My brother is jabbering away. You think I'll get you? Shut up.
I had the exact same experience.
Always something. But what a great time, especially for the kids. Great time for kids. By the way, I took some cookies down to Kirk Seminoff's having, he's taking a couple of days off here. But I brought some cookies in for you and Jed and some guys here, some of St. Shelley's cookies. And I wanted to get some to Kirk, so I dropped by there, the Wichita Business Journal, on the way home from work yesterday.
Yeah.
Closed. Nobody there. So I guess we'll have to eat Kirk's cookies and not tell him about it, huh?
Oh, that's tragic. No, not for him. Not for us, but for him.
Yeah. We won't do that. We're talking about something that just go ahead and talk about it. Now, I was thinking about Santa Claus and Santa Claus on TV here locally, who it was done by a guy on TV who was a local personality.
Yeah.
He also did Freddy Fudd the Forest Ranger, Henry Harvey. And there's for those of us growing up watching him on TV, because at one time he was on every day up till Christmas in the afternoon.
I never missed a second of it when I was a kid.
He was showing off the toys and how they were. Had a little puppet named Cake Man.
At first it was Cake Man, and then it became Toy Boy when they switched channels.
Yeah, it switched channels. And we grew up with him. He was Santa to all of us. I didn't know Henry then, but I got to know him later in my career and spent a little bit of time with, a little bit, just enough to find out what everybody told me. There wasn't a better guy in the world than Henry Harvey.
That's what I've heard.
He was just a great, great guy. And I'll tell you what, I hear when he would go to a wedding and sing, it was a showstopper.
Yeah, he was a singer, yeah.
But what a guy. He patience with the kids. Did a great job.
Well, and on Santa's workshop at the end of every episode, he would bring out his little chalkboard
and the calendar,
write down it's only 16 more days till Christmas. Everybody gets so excited. Oh, that's great.
I'm getting excited just thinking about that. All right,
he goes zooming around the big wide world.
That's right. Let's take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we have the National Football League has a triple header on Christmas Day tomorrow. Very few of the teams involved actually have anything at stake. One of them is the Detroit Lions. They're still trying to get into the playoffs. The Lions at the Vikings in the afternoon game at 3:30 tomorrow. You can listen to that one over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Primetime game tomorrow night on Christmas night is in Arrowhead Stadium, which, a month and a half ago, this would have been just one of the best matchups you could think
of. That's right.
And 6 weeks later, it's not so good. But you got the Kansas City Chiefs out of the playoffs on a four-game losing streak, hosting the number one team in the league, the Denver Broncos, in the final home game of the season for the Chiefs. Chiefs are a 13.5-point underdog going into that one tomorrow night on Christmas night.
Yeah.
Quarterback for the Chiefs, down to their third string now, is quarterback Chris Oladokun out of South Dakota State. And he talks about how his teammates treated him, and he's ready to go here for these final two games. The audio from Sports Radio 810 WHB.
You know, in terms of, I think, just a little operational stuff, just making sure we get in and out of the huddle. Don't want to have any penalties, whether it's my cadence and, you know, me and the O-line just sort of getting on the same page. I think that's always something we could clean up. But for a first outing, I felt really good, felt really proud of myself. And not only myself, but the guys were awesome with me. I mean, Trav, Creed, Trey, the whole O-line sort of, you know, making every single driver out there, hey, we got your back, man. So when you have that confidence, you know, from those guys, I mean, I felt great.
There you go. There's your Chiefs quarterback, Chris Oladokun.
We didn't get that far, this far, if he's crummy. I mean, under right circumstances, he's probably going to do pretty well.
I mean, he's talented, but he's put into a situation where he's
awful.
Going up against this very strong defense by the Broncos and new guy in the NFL. Got to figure out some things out.
You bet.
Mitch Holthus and the Chiefs Radio Network begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening on Christmas night. Kickoff at 7:15 p.m. tomorrow night. Of course, right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Also, might be the final home game for Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce.
That's right.
You never know if he decides to retire at the end of the season. So we'll see how that goes. Chiefs in action tomorrow night on Christmas night. Hockey in the National Hockey League last night. The Toronto Maple Leafs win on home ice, beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 6-3 to snap a three-game losing streak. Former Wichita Thunder forward Bobby McMahon had a goal for the Maple Leafs late in the game. Put them up 5-3 on an empty net goal. McMahon with his 10th goal of the season. Former Thunder player helping the Maple Leafs to a win last night. Pro basketball in the NBA. The Toronto Raptors go on the road to Miami, beat the Heat 112-91. In the starting lineup for the Raptors, former Kansas Jayhawk Ochai Agbaji with 5 points and 5 rebounds. And off the bench for the Raptors, Wichita's Grady Dick, the former Kansas Jayhawk, made a couple of free throws and got a couple of steals off the bench. Raptors have won 3 out of 5. They're in the number 4 spot in the Eastern Conference. All right, let's go back to football, and we're going to look ahead to a game that happened on Christmas Day 30 years ago. I remember watching this one. 30 years ago was the Aloha Bowl, 11th-ranked KU versus 24th-ranked UCLA. Jayhawks win it 51-30 on Christmas Day.
Wow.
Some of the big stars at running back June Henley had a 49-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. Receiver Isaac Byrd had a 77-yard touchdown reception in the second quarter. And Eric Van, the running back out of El Dorado, had a big 67-yard touchdown run late in the game. KU would finish that year with a record of 10-2 under head coach Glenn Mason. That was his best year as a college head coach. Got KU all the way to the ranked 11th in the nation. That was the Aloha Bowl on Christmas Day 30 years ago in Honolulu. And we're going to go back a lot further than that. 120 years ago on Christmas Day, right here in Wichita, it was an experimental college football game between Fairmount and Washburn. The Shockers and the Ichabods at Association Park here in Wichita. And the deal was they were experimenting with some new rules that college football was thinking about, because college football at that time was considered pretty barbaric. A lot of guys were getting broken bones and getting hurt, and I think a couple guys got killed. Football was just this kind of free-for-all with no rules, very little rules. So they were college football was kind of trying to do something to clean up the game, make it a little less dangerous.
Safer.
So a couple of the rules they were thinking of. One of them was instead of having to go 5 yards in 3 plays for a first down, you'd have a first and 10 yards in 4 plays.
That sounds bad.
And
good.
They didn't know how to handle it, and all it led to was a bunch of punting, and the game ended up 0-0. But there's another new rule they experimented with called the forward pass. Instead of everybody just gathering in a big pile and beating each other up on every play, you could actually throw the ball downfield.
Open the game up.
So, I mean, there are different disputes as to who had the first ever forward pass, but if you're a Shocker fan, Fairmount claims that it threw the first forward pass in college football history in that game. Bill Davis connecting up with Art Solter for the first ever forward pass in college football.
From Washburn?
From Wichita.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
From Fairmount.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we'll see. That's a part of college football history that happened on Christmas Day 120 years ago, right here in Wichita, in that 0-0 game between the Shockers and the Ichabods in college football. That is Sports with Steve and Ted.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.